$5.1 billion. That's how much J.P. Morgan Chase says it'll pay to settle litigation over loans and mortgage securities it sold during the housing bubble. The deal announced late today is with the Federal Housing Finance Agency. The FHFA oversees the mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We're joined now by NPR's Dan Bobkoff. He's been following J.P. Morgan's recent troubles. And Dan, first, tell us about the agreement.
Well, you might have heard of this $13 billion settlement J.P. Morgan is negotiating with the government. That's been rumored to be coming for days now. And that settlement is actually a bunch of settlements. And the one we got today is the first to go public. So, as you said, this is with the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which has been overseeing Fannie and Freddie since they failed in the housing collapse. This $5.1 billion deal resolves claims that J.P. Morgan duped Fannie and Freddie into buying bad mortgage securities before the crisis. Some of these were from J.P. Morgan itself, and many of the others were from the two banks it took over, Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual. J.P. Morgan says the settlement with the FHFA resolves all its issues with that regulator.
But there are also settlement talks involving J.P. Morgan and the Justice Department. What about those?
That's right. Those are ongoing. The Department of Justice was said to be close to a deal days ago. We're still expecting an announcement on that soon. Now that the FHFA component is resolved, we're still waiting on relief for struggling homeowners and investors like pension funds who lost billions when the loans went bad. Those deals aren't final yet, and when that happens, you can expect much more fanfare, a much more high-profile event from the Justice Department. Today's settlement was just a low-key news release sent late in the afternoon, so you could say this is just the warm-up act.
And is all this litigation hurting J.P. Morgan?
You could say it is. I mean, J.P. Morgan was the star bank before, during, and after the housing crisis. It didn't take a bailout. It bought Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual partly because the government urged them to help stabilize the economy. J.P. Morgan and its CEO, Jamie Dimon, were considered and are considered the smartest and savviest players on Wall Street. So this is a big black eye. It looks bad for the bank. It's why J.P. Morgan suffered its first quarterly loss in nearly a decade recently. And that loss came because it's been setting aside $23 billion this year for litigation like these cases. And yes, J.P. Morgan is loaded. It can afford these settlements, not just the one today, of course, but the one we expect next week with the Justice Department. And then there's a whole list of other unrelated issues like alleged Chinese bribery, the London Whale trading loss, and whether it knew about Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. So it's probably going to have to open its wallet a lot in the coming months.
Now, Dan, earlier you mentioned relief for struggling homeowners. What about that? Are homeowners going to get any relief from these settlements?
We do expect that the Justice Department settlement will have roughly $4 billion going directly to homeowners in struggling cities like Detroit. Many of them now owe more than their homes are worth, and that's in large part because of the recklessness, of course, of banks prior to the collapse. But the billions of dollars in today's settlement with the FHFA will not be flowing directly to those suffering homeowners. This money will go to Fannie and Freddie.
Okay, so today's deal with the FHFA, one you say coming probably with the Justice Department, is that the end of it?
Oh, no. They have no assurances against criminal prosecution or against private lawsuits. The Justice Department is actually trying to get J.P. Morgan to admit some kind of wrongdoing in its settlement, and that could open it up to more litigation. And, of course, this is not just J.P. Morgan we're talking about. All the big banks were involved in these sleazy mortgages, and they're all watching what's happening with J.P. Morgan and wondering what's next for them.
Okay, NPR's Dan Bobkoff in New York. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you.